Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's 9:30, bright sunshiny day. Brad Dench is in the studio. It's time for Car Talk. We've got a guest, a very special guest, don't we here, Brad?
Yes, we do, Tom. First of all, good morning. It's another beautiful Thursday here in Bartlesville. Great day for Car Talk, and brought one of our new associates at the dealership out. The one, the original, Paul Harvey.
Good day.
Good day. Not this is not the maybe the true original Paul Harvey.
Not,
but it
not
is the
original,
original Paul.
But,
he's Harvey.
But he is from Tulsa.
That's right.
but now from Bartlesville.
Paul's a new associate out at the dealership. Is just relocated from Tulsa to Bartlesville. His wife works out at the college at Oklahoma Wesleyan. Mm-hmm. And welcome to town, Paul.
I love being here. It's a great place.
Yeah, we're great. Glad to have him here. And he was brave enough to come down to be on the radio with me this morning.
I mean, welcome.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's a great day. It's November. We've kicked off our turkey giveaway, and it's almost around Black Friday deals, Thanksgiving, and Veterans Day today. So lots of big stuff going on. It's inventory madness. You know, I don't know, Tom. It's been one of the craziest falls we've ever seen. We're selling cars all over the country. I think we sold one, and I mentioned North Dakota last week, but we've sold them in North Carolina. I mean, all over the place. I mean, they're just people just drive by, see a car, come in, buy it. It's been crazy the last few weeks.
Paul, didn't you say you saw a fella buy one before it even hit the ground?
Before it even hit the ground. I mean,
coming off the truck,
like, oh, I want to buy it. I'll write a check today. Let's just buy it.
Okay. That's about all you can say, right? Okay.
Yeah, interesting time. But I guess all that means is, on the one hand, you can get top dollar for your trade. We mm-hmm. As part of our turkey promotion this year, all you need to do to get a complimentary turkey from us is bring in your vehicle for a free appraisal. No complimentary turkey. On us, and just takes a few minutes. Come on, give your information to Paul, and we'll make you an offer for your vehicle and give you a complimentary turkey.
Wow, there you go.
You might want to look. There's also a letter I've sent to a lot of our friends out in town that's got some other deals, including a $39.95 oil change and tire rotation special, and up to $1,000 trade assistance. If you do purchase a vehicle, in-stock vehicle that we have, we'll give you an extra $1,000 over our valuation on your vehicle.
Sweet.
So great deals right now. There's lots of good inventory. You can check it out online at dungeonschoice.com. Toyota side, we still got the Corolla Cross. That's in stock. I know we have Corolla Cross, 4Runner, Highlander, a couple Highlanders. A few more just hit this week. Paul,
We got a RAV4. I think we have a hybrid RAV4 that's in.
And a hybrid Highlander. Yep. And people really need to check out these hybrids. My wife is driving the hybrid Highlander right now, and she's so impressed with it. It's so comfortable, and it's quiet to drive. She's getting incredible fuel economy. I mean, a tank of gas is lasting her a few weeks. I mean, about a 500-mile range is what she's getting on the vehicle. Great fuel economy, and she's really enjoying that. And with gas prices creeping up, it's a great way to save and be fuel efficient. The Corolla Cross is a really cool vehicle. People need to come check that out. We've had a bunch of people come look at it. It is a smaller SUV, similar to the CHR in size, but built on a Corolla chassis. It's really a great vehicle.
That's a little bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, and have you seen? Did you check it out?
I saw the image of it online, but it's like, wow! I thought it was really going to be kind of tiny, and it's really nice.
No,
it's
and when you right sit size. Down in it, it's really comfortable, sure. Especially in the front seat and passenger, the drivers and passenger compartment, which is really the truth about Corolla. Mm-hmm. Also, Corolla is a small vehicle, but it's comfortable. My son, who's 6'7", has driven one.
Yes, he is.
Most of his life, since his first car was a Corolla, and so he certainly fits in it well.
You know something? Those Corollas will last forever. All you got to do is make sure you gas, oil, belts, tires, just regular maintenance. you could probably drive it, oh, I don't know, 500,000 miles. Brad, I imagine you've seen the odometer on a few, get pretty close.
And the great thing about Corolla and a lot of our all our entry-level vehicles from Toyota and Ford, whether it's EcoSport, Corolla, the Corolla Cross, these vehicles all have the safety features that you come to expect on more expensive vehicles. So with Corolla, you get the safety sense system, you get passenger pedestrian detection, you get brake, automatic braking, you get driver assistance, lane keeping, the same thing on the Ford side. All that kind of technology is available on our lower entry-level vehicles, and that's really something that we're proud of our manufacturers for. I also, you know, as part of this promotion with the turkeys, we are trying to buy a bunch of vehicles. We really need inventory. If you've got, you know, especially vehicles maybe 2015 to 2018, under 100,000 miles that have been well-maintained, we will give you top dollar for that vehicle. Those are really prized right now, and there's market for those that's really insatiable at this point. And so bring those by. We'll give you a quick evaluation of the vehicle and be able to make a cash offer right there on the spot.
Wow, just in time for the holidays.
There you go, and you can and you get a complimentary turkey.
There you go. Same time. Cash in your pocket, bird in your hand.
Great stuff. So, Paul, tell us about a little bit about your background. I know, you know, you've been a basketball coach some and do some amateur basketball coaching.
So I'm part of an organization called the Tulsa Hawks. It's kids from the Tulsa area, Bartlesville area. We take them out to college exposure events, you know, try to get them college scholarships, have them playing in front of college coaches, scouts, and all that. We've been doing that. The Tulsa Hawks are actually the oldest AAU basketball program in Oklahoma.
Cool.
So we've been running that, and we just try to help kids. We just recently expanded to having a girls program.
What age group?
So girls will be 8th grade and 9th grade. Our boys program, we go from 17 and under high school all the way down to 10 and under. I think we have a total of 20 teams in our program. So we stay pretty busy, you know, and that's just kind of my way to give back to the community and give back to these, you know, the kids. I played sports growing up, and I saw what, you know, sports could do for me. So I'm trying to help impact, you know, the next generation, and, you know, it's been a real success so far. So that's kind of what I do on the side. I, you know, came from Tulsa. My wife coaches at Oklahoma Westland. Decided to make the move to Bartlesville. We've been here about 3 months now, and we absolutely love the community.
Well, welcome. We love having you at the dealership. You're a great new member of the team, and it's, you know, that story of the helping the kids and playing basketball, that resonates for
us a little bit.
We just had a group from Bartlesville Leadership Bartlesville class out at the dealership. It's Small Business Day, and they visited the dealership, and we had them out there visiting the dealership, and, you know, we were reliving some of those stories about the origination of Dungis, and, you know, it did start with a basketball team. My grandfather and two of his brothers played on a team in Tonkawa for Tonkawa Motor Company in the 1920s and 1925. You know, back to Veterans Day, my great-grandfather had actually been in the Spanish-American War, they were in Tonkawa when the World War One ended. So this is the anniversary of that. Of course, Veterans Day is honoring the ending of World War One, and really to honor all the men and women who served in the armed forces. But anyway, my family had been in Tonkawa there. My great-grandfather had passed away, and the boys started working at the Ford dealership, sweeping, working in the parts department, selling. The older one was selling, but they played on the basketball team there at the dealership, and later came back, and my uncle Solon and my father Bill Dungis, my grandfather Bill Dungis, ended up purchasing that dealership from Mr. Ryan, and that was the beginning. 1929, the first Dungis Ford in Tonkawa, Oklahoma. They had one in Brahman soon thereafter. That one didn't last very long, unfortunately. But Brahman's a pretty small community.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Tonkawa was good, and they were there in Tonkawa until they came to Bartlesville in 1939, and it's been I guess the rest is history.
That's the rest of the story.
Thank you, Mr. Harvey.
So, but that's great, and your coaching, I think that's really special that you make the time to do that and invest in the youth in our community that way. And I know there are some Bartlesville kids on your teams, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Got some Bartlesville kids on the team, got some Bartlesville area kids on our team, and you know, that's just our ultimate goal, is to help as many Oklahoma kids as possible, but specifically the Tulsa, Bartlesville area.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. I know it's important to have these kinds of programs for kids, keeps them playing ball throughout the year, and obviously it's a way to get exposure to the colleges, mm-hmm. and if you are really good, this is where you can shine and be seen by the scouts that are looking for talent, right?
And a big part of it, too, it's just awesome to be able to take kids that have never really left Oklahoma, you know, let them go check out Kansas City, let them go check out Dallas, let them go check out Omaha, mm-hmm. Atlanta, all these different cities, and I'm a foodie myself, so I love going to these places and showing them, hey, let's try out Kansas City barbecue, let's go Memphis barbecue. You know, it's just nice to be able to have those kids have that experience outside of Oklahoma. So
that's one of those we can moments. You know, you get the chance to see something you never thought you were going to see, and then you say, well, we can. Wow. Well, yeah. What's holding me back now?
Right. That's exactly. Right.
Yeah, I did mention that we're trying to buy some vehicles. I know Paul's been helping with that. Mm-hmm. We did trade for and purchase some great vehicles in the last week, so I want to feature a few of those, Tom. We got a 2013 Nissan Murano, just about 100,000 miles. It's a really rare vehicle, and that's pretty low miles for a 2013. We've got it priced at $1,500 below market average, and it's only $14,000 or $264
a
month.
Very reasonable.
So it's pretty reasonable. Yeah. We've got a 2019 Chevy Cruze. It's $1,700 below market average. We also just traded for a 2014 Toyota Tacoma Pre-Runner. This one is in the body shop getting a few repairs, so it hadn't finished its reconditioning. But this one's going to sell quickly once it comes out. It's a pretty black truck, really nice. Does have about 125,000 miles on it, but it is a very rare vehicle in good condition. We've got a 2013 Jeep Wrangler Moab. This one is really cool. If you haven't checked it out, the Moab is a special trim level on the Jeep. It's a really rare vehicle.
If you're a nice Jeepy, it's a must have.
Yeah, I mean, you want to check that out. It's got $9,820 in premium upgrades. So as a new vehicle, this was a really loaded Moab vehicle. It's got all the stuff. It's a black vehicle, beautiful. The Toyota Corolla Cross I mentioned before. Yeah, that's a really great value vehicle. It's stickered for right at $25,000.
That's it?
That's all it is. It comes with Apple CarPlay, the lane keeping I mentioned, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi hotspot, backup camera, brake assist, satellite radio. The one we have is light gray. It's a beautiful vehicle. We also traded for a 2014 Ford Expedition King Ranch just in the last week. That's another pretty rare vehicle. 2014 and 15 F-150s. Mm-hmm. I think we have two 2015 F-150s and a 2014. Those are, I think, still going through service also. Mm-hmm. But again, those are going to sell right when they come out. So you might want to come talk to somebody if you're looking for a truck that's a few years old and has a good life left.
Set your watch for that, Mr. Harvey.
Another one I really liked is a 2019 Jeep Cherokee Latitude. And this is not an expensive vehicle. We've got it priced only at $26,500. It's only got 27,000 miles.
It's pretty much looks new.
Yeah.
Not even broken.
It's a beautiful vehicle. We got the 2018 Toyota RAV4 XLE. That's I can't believe we still have that one. 2014 GMC Sierra 1500 SLE, 2016 F-150 XLT, mentioned the 2015 F-150, the 21 RAV4 Paul mentioned.
We got that Mustang we just got in the other day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
2015 Mustang.
Yeah, we're looking at another GT that might trade today. Yesterday, so we have the white one, 2015 white GT Mustang. just traded in. It's still going through service. And then there was a black one I looked at yesterday that made trade. It's beautiful. It has custom wheels, a special spoiler on it, and those are both really rare vehicles. 15 GTs with good miles, under 50,000 miles, great vehicles.
Is this one that Brad gets to test drive a little bit?
he might have it for a little bit.
I really like that. The Timberline Explorer I'm driving now.
I really
like it. It's got a good look. It's got nice wheels and stuff. But you know, I can tell just it's set up right. It's nice. It's perfect for like taking skiing on a ski trip.
Oh,
it's
really?
Got the seats have a special surface. I don't even know what they call it, but it's not a leather or cloth. It's meant to be. You could get in there with your ski pants on after being in the snow and not feel like you were going to destroy your car.
Well, good.
It's really meant to take to Timberline, I think.
Or me just falling down in February.
Right. Speaking of taking some to Timberline, another used car we've got that I'm so shocked this one hadn't sold, but the 2014 Toyota FJ Cruiser. Just lowered the price on that one. It's a really high demand vehicle. It's in really good shape for being 7 years old like it is. It's got a lot of great equipment on it, over $3,000 in original factory upgrades. We've got a 2017 Lincoln MKX.
Yes.
That one's only $30,400. It's Lincoln certified. We've got a 2018 Lincoln MKC, so that's just a little smaller than the MKX. It's just $32,975. So those are great choices right there, around $30,000 on Lincoln certified premium small SUVs. So great deals. And, you know, the payments on those are not going to be much. And if you want to go on the website and check those out, you can get pictures, full vehicle descriptions.
Mm-hmm.
You can get to the Carfax. You can see the full vehicle history report. Carfax will tell you what they think it's worth. You can go ahead there and also click on the shop at home button. And there you can calculate your payment. You can put your trade information in. You can do the whole thing. Just like we do the math when we're in the showroom, you can do it at home and with no surprises. Reach out to Paul. He'll have the vehicle ready for you when you come in. Just takes a few seconds. Do a quick test drive. Wrap everything up. Sign the paperwork, and you're on the road in your new car.
Nice. Very nice.
Could be any easier.
Well, we do like to keep it easy. And, you know, I know when we had the folks from Leadership Bartlesville out this morning, they were asking about the changes in the business, the supply chain issues we've had, as well as the, you know, other changes due to COVID. As we really do, you know, sell more remotely. We deliver cars all the time, whether we're delivering them to some other state or just across town to your house or place of work. A lot of times, you know, people don't even come to the dealership anymore, and it's have to be creative, and I guess, you know, it doesn't really matter where you are. We'll take the dealership to you. I think that's really our attitude. The team wants to be there for you. Whatever you want, we'll make it happen.
Well, you know, you actually started doing this before the COVID situation began. You had the Lincoln,
Concierge Service.
And then, you know, everything else just kind of fell into place.
You know, and that's really, you know, we are always looking for ways to up the ante on service and really don't want to be stagnant. Even though we've been here for 80 years in Bartlesville selling cars, you know, we haven't been stagnant. We're always looking for the next thing to make our customers happy, to make the experience better when you purchase a Dungeness. You know, I think, you know, people like Paul being a non-commissioned sales consultant, that's really important to me to know that he's not going to put pressure on people to buy things that you know, just because it might make him a bigger paycheck. That's not how we work at Dungeness, and that's really important to us.
Very good. Very good.
So a lot of other stuff that's been going on in the business, and I think one thing with the limited inventory, if you are looking for something to purchase between now and the end of the year or even in the first quarter, you really need to engage on this earlier than you might have in the past. I think waiting for deals is kind of not going to be the same. The best deal might be pre-ordering exactly what you want,
creating
working out the deal before. it's ever built. Mm-hmm. You know, first of all, on the one hand, as a dealer, I don't have the extra cost of having to of not knowing if it's going to sell, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that knowing it's sold, it allows me to make a better offer to you. You know, so that, and if you reserve the vehicle, I mean, you can get get the vehicle of your dreams. You can get it exactly mm-hmm. what you want, have it built to your specifications. It'll take a few weeks, but that's really all it is. And mm-hmm. and I know that you know we've been encouraging this all year, basically, but we're starting to get more and more of those vehicles in. It's starting to really. To really mm-hmm. work, and I just think people ought to go, and if you are searching for something, you might want to reach out to one of our sales associates and talk to them about that and see if we can, if it's better to place an order or if we can mm-hmm. find what you're looking for. But the reality is, I know a lot of people, whether you're a business owner, maybe many people wait to the end of the year to start to replace assets that maybe mm-hmm. for tax reasons, it's good to replace something mm-hmm. or put a vehicle in service this year. And I have a feeling it's going to be harder to find a vehicle than usual. And so, especially if you're in that situation, you need to complete the business by a certain time, you're going to want to engage them earlier. Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to do.
Yeah, it just takes a second. Whether you want to come to the dealership, reach out to us on one of our websites. You can get to all of our various websites by going to dungeonschoice.com. You can get to each showroom from there. You can get great information whether you're looking to apply for a job. We've got great career opportunities right now, not just in the sales department, but several openings in service. Mm-hmm. You know, certainly anybody that's experienced in automotive repair or body shop, we'd be interested in talking to you. We've got apprenticeship level positions open in service and the body shop right now too. Mm-hmm. So really encouraging people to apply, reach out, and hear the story about what great career paths there are in the car business, because there's a lot of great training available, a lot of great opportunity, and I think you give us a shout if you're interested in that at all.
One thing I like about your service department, I recognize folks when I come in. It's not like they change over every 6 weeks.
No,
they've been there for years.
Well, we try to keep good folks around, and that is so important to have a stable crew and a great team of people to take care.
I'm just kind of surprised you have openings, because a lot of these guys stay for a long time.
Well, you know, a lot of it is right now just really in the mechanical side of the business, needing that highly technically skilled mm-hmm. people, and we try to develop them, of course. But I mean. Right, I think that it's not. I think actually most Ford dealerships would have an opening for a diesel mechanic right mm-hmm. now. That's not unusual in today's world, and we've just got more body shop work than we can handle right now,
wow.
and we need to add staff. So it's really our business is growing is part of the problem, or it's a good thing. It's not really a problem.
Of course, people are getting their cars maintained. They know now that. If you take care of it, man, it stays yours for a long time.
A long time.
Cars do last a long time these days.
They're
very reliable if you maintain your vehicle well and do the recommendations, those basics, the oil changes, the tire rotations, making sure your vehicle's inspected regularly. Get up in there, measure the brake pads, measure the battery, and top off those fluids. Make sure the tires are right. You just need to do all that. And then the other things, based on timing, you want to go in and check your various filters, air filters, and cabin air filters. Mm-hmm. You're going to want to do other maintenances, and whether it's transmission flushes or maintenance and different kinds of things throughout the life of your vehicle that really do make a difference in keeping it running right and keeping you safe in the vehicle.
Do we have service specials going on right now?
Yes, we do. And you can find them all online at dungeonschoice.com and schedule your service appointment right there too. It's really easy. If you want, you can just drop on by, of course, but it might be more convenient just to schedule an appointment. You can go online, put your phone number in. If you've been in the shop before, it'll pull up your vehicle.
Ba-boom, just like Ba-boom. That.
There you go. It'll show you when we have time available. You click on it, tell us what you want done. We'll be waiting for you when you show up.
What I like is you got another pair of eyes underneath the car when they're and taking a look at things. You know, when you're getting your tires rotated, ooh, brakes. Hey, it'd be nice to have some. You don't want to be the last guy to know that they could be going south on you.
You sure don't. And you know, tires and brakes are things that this time of year, with a lot of, all the weather changes, with winter right around the corner, you definitely want to get in there and have that checked out before we get into the sketchy stuff this December.
And here in Oklahoma, we have about 4 or 5 different types of winter.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like, pick one.
Well, we got a beautiful day today.
Yeah, I love it.
And a great weekend coming up. Lots of good stuff going on around town. I know our friends at Washington County School Supply Drive and the Low Family Young Scholars Program are still getting ready for the Bartlesville Got Talent this Saturday night. The tickets are available at the Bartlesville Community Center, so you want to check that out. It should be a great night, and a lot of talented folks out there. I think it's going to be quite a show.
Oh, yeah, I've seen some of the people on the lineup. There are a couple that are just going to put you into orbit. They're really good.
Michaela from Mozart, who was on the show a few weeks ago with her sister, is going to be a part of it, and those two are really talented.
They are. Maria Gus and a family member, shall we say, are going to have a little fun, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Maria's quite funny.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. It'll be great. It's always good to see the talent here in Bartlesville. There is so much, whether it's...
Someone will take you by surprise because you say, I didn't know you could do that. When you going to get the top hat and the cane and do the old soft shoe, bro?
Oh, Tom.
No.
That's not happening.
I don't have any talents. No.
You don't
keep me away from talent shows.
No, I think I'm not. That's probably not my comfort zone.
Oh, it's not? Okay. Could hurt to ask.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I do cars. I run. I do things. I don't do that.
Yeah, that's where he draws the line.
It's just
sponsored that, but he won't do that.
I would sponsor it. I'd be happy to. You know, I'm more of a behind the scenes kind of guy. But I, to those who want to be out front, I wish them the best, and I'm happy to support the cause.
Indeed.
Anyway, so. I just want to thank everybody for listening to the show today and getting out. It's going to be a beautiful weekend here in Bartlesville, so go out and spend some money locally. Small businesses need your support, and we'll be out moving around, enjoying ourselves this weekend, too.
And Mr. Harvey, welcome to town.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be here. You know, I definitely want to say happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there, and a special shout-out to my dad, who was a veteran as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, come see Paul, folks, if you're interested in amateur basketball, want to talk about that with him, or just you're looking for a car.
So if it's hoops or automobiles, you got you covered, but we won't talk hoopties.
No hoopties, no talent shows, but anything else, I got you.
And you got you covered. Okay. Tell everybody where they can find you, Brad.
We're out there on Highway 75, 1901 and 1911, to be exact, in Southeast Washington Boulevard. As you say, we're on the west side, the best side. and adjacent to the Quick Trip, too. A lot of people know where that is.
Oh, yeah.
There is some construction going on out there, haven't heard. But they're moving really quickly, and they're so efficient. And you can get in and out of the dealership really easily. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can come in the back way off Stonewall.
Yeah, you can.
It's easy to get in and out. Don't be afraid of it, of the construction. But it is there, so just be aware to watch. It's down to single lanes there. But you can cross and get through, and I think they'll be done
They've been moving pretty quick. I've never seen a road get torn up and put back together in a week like I have so far.
No,
they almost have to. As busy as that road is.
It's pretty amazing what they're doing. Fun to watch.
Indeed. It's also fun to check out a new car online or in person. Go see the Dungeon Family of Autos. Mr. Harvey.
Good day.
Okay.
Thank you, Tom. Have a great day, everybody.
All right. Take care. We've got news coming up at the top of the hour, followed by our local news. Then Brian Kilmeade takes over to get you through your mid-morning, all right here on K1, the one you trust. 50 degrees, bright, sunshiny day today. They're looking for a high of 64.
Thanks.